Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm magician Nelson Lugo.
Hi, I'm nerdcore rapper Schaefer the Dark Lord.
We're best friends
who hate each other's guts.
And we co-host The Epic Podcast,
a monthly show in which we discuss comic books,
video games,
television,
movies,
our debilitating emotional problems,
and Batman.
So much Batman.
That's The Epic Podcast
on the Nerdy Show Podcast Network.
Be safe, internets.
Bye. Seriously, so much Batman.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com.
Last time on Agnes's Ashes, party was involved in a fight in what appears to be an animal training ring.
Get on top of him!
Oh, I've got to get him!
I would like three cuts from literally every person
here. Live
here.
Flashback.
We now join the team as they're in the middle of this fantastic combat.
Ow. You remember when I shot that Maytown in the neck?
That hurt my leg again.
So we have the four party members strewn almost all about this entire arena. All but one of the gates have been open, and we have two giant turtle gorillas, one with a long stretchy neck and a terrible beak, and the other one so spiky and armored you can't even tell it's a turtle. And finally a Pawa trainer on almost, he just looks so wrecked. He looks like he just had the worst day. He worked Black Friday yesterday and he's not looking good. And then a mage hound with a bunch of tentacles coming out of his back, but he seems fine, I guess. Oh, and the last thing that happened is the spiked turtle Goliath made a charge at Slish. 14 hit?
No.
Misses ya.
What a whiffer!
Yep. It is Frix's turn.
Okay.
You're gonna just nuke one to dead, aren't you?
I don't know. Frixa is going to disengage towards the blood pool. So he's more kind of in the middle of the big mess of everybody. He's going to cast Invigorate, whom, on himself. Golden Flare in a spot that will hit him, Chuki, and Grandin. We all regain 5 health.
Ooh, that's solid.
That was exactly how many I was missing. And then Insectoid Efficiency, using my once per scene secondary hands at the same time. Cast another Golden Flare, this time hitting Slish, the Mage Hound, and the Goliath that just charges Slish. I'm going to spend 2 momentum. So, yep. So 14 plus 2, so 16 to hit. Before,
that hits everything.
Okay, that's even before the momentum, so I'm not going to worry about it. Deals max damage, normally, and deals 1 extra for hits. So that's 5 plus 4, so 9 damage. Slish gets back 8 health. The Mage Hound takes an additional 16 damage as part of the same hit.
Is this also holy damage?
It's, yeah, radiant damage.
That thing is just fried.
I like that very much, thank you.
Well, that took a lot out of me. Try not to waste it, Slish.
I think I got it.
You know what to do.
Granin's turn.
All right, I'm going to shift back 1 hex back towards the door, and I'm going to do a overwhelming strike because if this, whatever it lands, it usually does pretty good, so let's go for it. I don't think so. 10.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. It is the trainer's turn. Lashes his whip at Frixa. And misses.
Ooh, watch it.
But that crack, it spooks you a little.
Two can play at this game, my friend.
All right. Chucky's going to run up and around the trainer, Burning Lance, and hopefully put a stop to this. I rolled a 9 plus 3 plus 3.
Okay. Against the trainer, right?
Yes.
Yes.
7 plus 2.
Super dead.
Wonderful.
Just his whole head just on fire now. He had a whip in his hand. He was really proud. He got one crack. Just super dead. Just so dead. The most
Does
dead.
He, like, squirm or flee? I mean, like...
No. He actually stands upright and then finally just keels over backwards.
If we survive all this, dibs on that whip.
I have a plan for the whip.
Okay, but I'll call dibs.
I'll give it to you when I'm done with it.
No, dibs means dibs.
We'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can we put the whip back on the board actually where it's meant to be? I have plans.
Better not mess up my whip.
All right, it's the mage hound's turn, but they're all dead. So Slish, you have a big turtle fucker in your face.
Yeah, I do.
That's what I call Doug. Turtle fucker.
I think Fish and Wildlife Service calls him turtle fucker too, right?
How dare you?
Well, that's what his wanted posters say.
No, the wanted posters say turtle lover. Thank you very much. I swear to God, you build 100 bridges.
I've seen the surveillance video. That ain't loving, Doug.
Right, Slish.
Nothing much Slish can do but disengage. It's faster than I am somehow.
It did like a charge maneuver.
Thing. Yes.
So if I took an opportunity to attack and move my full speed away from it, would that...
You can move your full speed away from it.
Yeah.
I cannot guarantee it will not try to crush you.
Then I'm not going to do that. I'm going to disengage safely. And I've used all my scene abilities already. Slish is going to use 2 momentum with suppressive fire, which
all right.
Hopefully have the speed of the enemy, to the spine-shelled Goliath.
All right.
22.
That is a hit.
6 damage. And it is halved until the end of
The
next turn.
Done and done. It's now the Goliath's turn. Snapping Turtle takes another pass at Grannon.
Does it have to close distance to do it?
It does not.
Okay. I think that naturally, you have a dodge of 15.
That hits?
I have a dodge of 14, but it hits, so it's,
9 damage.
Ow.
And you're moved forward, but not grappled.
So what's the beak so yank him or something?
It tried to keep hold of him, and it got him, it tagged him, it did damage. He wanted to drag him in and have him grappled, but it didn't hit. The spine shell Goliath is super confused because he's just not moving the way he likes to move, and he just kind of stumbles forward into you.
Into Slish.
Mm-hmm. Into Slish. And misses you, just whiffs on you super hard. Makes a big, powerful swing with one of his arms, but just cannot get a hold of you.
Kind of telegraphed. Slish just ducks.
He's big and slow, unless he's moving in just a straight line.
Mm-hmm. Frixa, seeing that Slish is in trouble, circles around the back of the spine shell Goliath, flanking it with Slish. Uses sweep the leg. 17 to hit?
Hit.
So Frixa reaches his spear down between his legs, hits him in the gooblies, takes a leg out from under him, and sends him onto his back spinning. Does 7 damage.
All right.
And he's envenomed. You should probably put it on top. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's knocked flat?
He is knocked flat.
And what did you use to do that? You used a spear?
Sweep the leg, yes.
I don't have a sweep the leg ability, but what I will do is I will try to lead him. I'll shift back again towards the door, just trying to lead him, to funnel him. I'm just going to do overwhelming strike again. This works well. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to spend a momentum again, because I never seem to get enough otherwise. 20.
Hit.
Fucking Jesus. Okay. 11 damage.
The snapping Goliath is not looking great.
Chicky's going to walk the 2 paces to pick up the whip.
You have the whip?
I had a plan, but both these turtles are... I was going to attempt to use the whip to get them back in their cells and be their master, but it doesn't really seem applicable anymore.
We could have an army. A champ outside, a pair of turtles. Wing Mob is back!
Imagine just like you're sitting there and a wagon shows up and it's just 2 giant turtles and then a ridiculously large armadillo.
We just go back to post and be like, we don't care about what you guys had to say anymore.
You just build towers on these guys' shoulders and be like, we have a fire mage and an archer just sitting in towers on giant turtles.
Come at us.
and the ringleader with a whip and top hat. Circus is in town.
I throw my spear behind. I just pick up a chair, and that's all I use.
So with the spiky one on its shell, is it effectively dead in that way? I mean, like, it's not going anywhere.
It seems to be trying to maneuver to get its weight right to get back up. But while most things can kind of pop up, this seems incredibly dangerous and difficult for this creature.
All right. Mm-hmm. I can hit the snapping Goliath, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do. I'll try to. 14.
That hits.
So 4 against the snapping Goliath.
Didn't seem to cut it.
Slish is going to double move just to not be in the face of turtles.
He's on his back. He can't take attacks opportunity.
I think flat most things can. This definitely can. It's not mobile at all.
No, I would say nothing can unless it has a special ability.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
The spike shell Goliath whips his arms around, touches his knuckles to the ground, and then his feet just kind of slide underneath him. But he does take poison damage.
Venom damage incoming. 4. Goes through armor.
It does.
Did he use a move or an attack action to stand?
He used a move.
Then Frixa gets an opportunity attack.
Yes, he does.
I hope I miss. 14.
Hit.
All right. Takes 11 damage.
Oh, damn. That's pretty good. And he can't reach you. But the snapping turtle can reach Grandin. That is natty 19.
Not so fast. Because if he lands an attack... My scene ability, which is dexterity versus dodge. I see an opening in the enemy's attack, and I surprise him with one of my own. Can I spend a momentum point on that?
Yep.
Good. 9.
You miss, and your spear gets lodged in his shell, but does not hurt him.
Okay.
How many momentum did you spend?
I spent 1.
Newbie mistake.
Yeah.
I spent 4 momentum this entire game.
You should have spent
classic
2.
Noob mistake.
Classic new mistake.
Classic in this game that we've barely played.
Yeah.
Classic.
All right.
I've been calculating my damage wrong this whole time, and now I'm very mad at myself.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I hit, I should have done 2 more damage than I did.
That would have been very important.
Only on the melee stuff, not the...
Still.
Not the, yeah. That's okay, though. It's on me.
13 damage.
Okay.
It's now Frix's turn.
Did you have shielding at that time?
You didn't.
I don't think so.
You put it on Slish.
Okay. Frixa shields Grandin. Whom. And throws a golden flare over by Grandin and the Goliath that he's fighting. Let's see if this hits.
And how big of a burst is it?
It's a burst 2. And that was a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. So 8 damage.
Okay.
And 8 healing.
You hear a whimper from the cell.
Come again? What was that?
Also, the snapping Goliath is now looking fairly rough. It's now Grandin's turn.
What will it take for me to unlodge my spear?
I would say you could do it from a move action. Like, it's roughly the same distance.
Could I just use my move action to make sure I get it out?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm definitely doing that. And then I already spent my good scene, but... all right.
Roll to get your weapon back. DC 15 strength.
Okay. That is 7.
Nope, you don't get it back.
Okay, then I'm going to take out my fucking sword.
That's a move, I'm afraid.
So I used the move to try and get it, but I didn't get it?
No. It's a swift to draw a weapon.
Oh, to draw a weapon? You can draw your weapon then.
Okay. Then all right, then I'm going to try my
You're not within range to use your sword.
All right. Well, then at least I have my sword out. So there.
All right. Well, the last turn didn't go the way I thought it would, and now the spiky turtle's up on its feet again.
Yep.
So I'm going to crack that whip.
All right.
And say, "Come on, you curs, get in line." Is it a composure?
I'm going to say composure.
15 plus 2, 17.
You aren't able to command them, but they're very confused. They do not like that this is happening.
Hmm.
They still seem aggressive, but they're not as adamant about it.
Well, then I think I need to take a disciplinarian stance with them. They're not behaving. Burning lance to the spiky fellow. And that is a 9. Now, question. I landed my last attack, but I didn't go through. I got the impression.
Still hits.
Still hits.
Still counts as a hit.
Still plus 3. So 9 plus 3 plus 3, 12 and 15.
Hit.
Cool. 8.
All right.
That's what you get for not following my orders.
Let that be a lesson to the rest of you.
Did we now observe the spiky turtle having some kind of bizarre reaction to fire? No. Okay.
All right, it is Slish's turn.
And happily far away from all these pointy, jabby creatures. Slish is going to rapid fire at the snapping Goliath.
All right.
14.
Hit. What is it?
2.
Yeah, it's a miss, yes.
9 on the Snapping Goliath.
Snapping Goliath is looking super rough.
And is it the Goliath's turn?
It is now the Goliath's turn.
The one closest to Phryxa is envenomed and takes 2 venom damage.
The spike shell Goliath, hating Slish, charges at him.
Invoke.
This does invoke an attack of opportunity from Phryxa.
Oh, that's a natty 18, so...
That is a hit.
19. Minimum damage. He rolled a 1, 5 damage.
Doesn't seem to get through.
Ah.
14?
Miss.
All right. Snapping Goliath takes a pot shot at Grinnin. And misses.
So, neither one hit, right?
Nope.
Who is down on health? Anybody?
Oh, okay.
Everybody's good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seeing that everybody is still fine, and we're kind of corralling these two now, Phryxa is just going to worry about focusing down the one that's focusing on Slish, because Grandin has his well in hand, it seems.
Lost my spear, and I can't seem to land a hit.
You're fine. You're fine.
I'm okay, but it's like it's
you're tankier than it is. Calm down.
You can keep it busy, is what I say.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Without me worrying about you
worry
like
about
I'm
me.
Like I'm worried about Slish.
Who can't hurt it. It can't hurt you. It's ridiculous.
So Slish, I just gave Invigorate too. You have it on you.
Yes.
Grandin, does he still have it?
You just gave it to me and I haven't had a chance to use it yet, so yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay. So everybody's invigorated. He's just... Phryx is just going to... He's going to move to flank the one that charged at the escaping Slish, and he's going to use Sweep the Leg again. And you rolled a natty 6, so that's 7.
Miss.
All right. Max damage, too, if it would have hit.
Back to me.
Back to Grandin.
Overwhelming strike. So I rolled... Let's see. 20. I rolled a 20.
That's a hit.
And that is 13 damage.
It's dead.
Yay.
Thank Christ.
All right.
Well done.
It took my spear.
You can easily pull the spear out of it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it took Grandin's spear, so he falls back, pulls out the sword, charges forward, and just like, you motherfucker! And just like straight into the fucking gut.
The indignity.
Yeah. How dare you?
All right, it's Chuki's turn.
I crack the whip again. Oi!
He's just like, again, doesn't like the sound, not having a good time. There's not enough similarity going on for it to make sense.
Well then, I'll give it something commanding. A burning lance to the face!
All right.
17 plus 3.
That is a hit.
Yeah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And 8 damage.
All right. It's in your face again.
I know it is. So this is going to disengage to the southwest and is just gonna use my rapid fire at the spine shell of the Goliath. And they both miss.
What are they?
8 and 6. Actually, 9 and 7.
They both miss.
Yeah.
So the Goliath, because it's his turn, takes venom damage. 2. This has been doing a much better job for me than
anything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Goliath moves to Chuki.
Hey now!
And takes a swipe.
Thanks, Chooks.
Thank my grave.
14.
My dodge is 15.
Miss.
Misses you.
Chuki, would now be a good time to talk to you about the religion of the skimmers where you could spend eternal paradise in a river.
I'm thoroughly familiar. Thank you.
Agnes would have wanted it.
I'm very well aware. Thank you. Busy.
If you die, just think about what could happen.
I do believe there are workplace regulations prohibiting this kind of proselytizing.
So Frix's turn.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Chuki got missed, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Phryxa is going to circle around and flank with Chuki to get the upper hand against this creature. And he's going to sweep the leg again and says, have a nice trip. 17 to hit. So as he slides around, he shoves his spear between its legs, confident that he's expecting him to go for the Jubilees. Instead, he stabs him in the toe, makes him trip over himself.
Stab him in the toe.
10 damage. And he is knocked flat. See you next fall.
Stay sweet. Have a great summer. Yeah.
All right, Grandin.
What would it take if here's what I'm considering doing. Dropping the sword.
Uh-huh.
Dropping my shield.
Okay.
Grabbing my spear.
All right.
And running straight into the Goliath.
Is that a, well, how, like,
dropping is free?
The actions, like, would it be? I don't want to waste a move and not be able to run over and hit it.
I think you're definitely wasting something. Like, yeah. I think honestly, like, trying to free a stuck object, that's got to be an attack action.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason that you want the spear over the shield? Oh, because you want it to double
the damage. Yeah. Well, the spear is clearly still stuck. So instead of wasting time with that, I'm just going to hold on to my sword. I'm going to double move. I'm going to charge directly up to the upturned tortoise and prepare myself for the next attack.
Chuki.
Moving 6 paces back and forgetting the whip since it's not doing any good and it's disabled, so whatever. But I'm going to Burning Lance this disabled turtle.
All right.
20 plus 3 plus 3, etc.
That is a bona fide hit.
You hit with a 20, right?
Yeah.
So you just max damage.
Oh, oh. Well, did you crit or did you roll a natural 20?
No, it was not.
I thought it was a natural 20.
No, it was a natural 20.
Oh, it was max damage.
All right, mm-hmm. Well then, 8 plus 2, 10.
Turtle's not looking good.
Tonight I dine on turtle soup.
There'd be a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm going to cook it in its own shell. It's going to be like Cannibal Holocaust up in this bitch.
That's so much turtle. I don't think you understand.
Oh, I do. I will feed villages. I will be the hero of the power.
Now you're happy I brought the trunks.
There's more mass in turtles than all the rest of you combined at the moment.
Slish's turn?
Yep.
All right. Slish is going to move past the spiked turtle on its back to get behind the armored Grandin, because he is soft and squishy and does not like being the face.
You are not soft and squishy.
He's relatively soft and squishy.
How much armor do you have?
2.
That's armored.
I know, but
that's very medium. 2 and 3 is very medium.
And it's going to rapid fire.
All right.
Into the turtle on its back. First one.
Uh-huh.
16.
Hit.
Okay. Plus all the nonsense. Second one, 3 plus 1 is 7.
Miss.
That's plus 1 for next time.
Ooh, max damage.
16.
That is dead. He's super dead. Yes. He's so dead.
Slish looks down.
That is slightly over double what you need to do. That's pretty great.
Looks into the spiked turtle's face. Just puts the arrow straight in line with its eye and just releases, lifting its 2 fingers up as he goes. As the light slowly fades.
From the other eyeball?
From the other eyeball.
The light fades pretty quickly when the arrow goes through it.
All right, so you're in this big, open area full of cages. Just bodies strewn around. It actually kind of smells bad now because there's a lot of viscera and like...
Sure, it smelled bad before.
Well, it smelled like, you know, a barn. Now it smells like a barn in which you've burned creatures in it.
And all these dead obscenities to nature have shit themselves.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, everyone shit themselves immediately when they died.
And these turtles, think about the intestines, think about how much there is to shit. It's terrible.
We still got a winner behind door number 5.
Before then, Fixer just goes, okay, sound off, wing mob. How we doing? We okay?
All's well.
Well, yeah, I'm good.
That was crazy.
Horrendous. We're very fortunate to be alive.
There's just nothing but abominations around here.
I think we should kill whatever in that other door.
Yeah, probably.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Before we butcher it, Chuki, do the rest of these look edible?
Edible? Are you hungry?
Not presently, but who knows how far down this thing goes.
Fixer, we're not eating any of this. The repercussions of that could be catastrophic unless you want to have your body turned inside out into a roughly kind of a dog shape.
Ill-advised
at best.
Very well. Okay.
I could eat.
Chuki advises us that would be poor doing presently.
Poor taste.
Game Master looks like he wants to say something.
I do want to say the Goliaths are natural.
Those are natural creatures. How good for them. Do we know that?
I don't know.
Fixer is going to roll 20.
You know they are natural creatures.
Actually, 21.
They are not found within 100, 200 miles.
Anything wrong with these turtles? These creatures, these snappers?
What do you call the things that are mixed of things?
Chimeras?
Yeah, they're generally called chimeras, but specifically those are magehounds, and those are intelligent creatures fused with dogs.
Right. But those aren't chimeras, then?
No. I mean, at least not that I can tell. I mean, if you cut into one and find, I don't know, a thumb or something.
If you're hungry, I'll make some turtle soup.
Well, how long will something like this keep? I mean, I really do feel like we should nail this down now before we proceed further.
Do you have any chilies? A lot of turtle soup with chilies.
I always have chilies, obviously. And I'd love nothing more than the dubious challenge, but let's follow this blood trail real quick, all right?
Well, the reason I ask.
Yes, why do you ask, Frixa?
If the thing in there is edible and is, say, better eating than these, I don't want to go filling it full of fire and scorching it ahead of time.
Well, we can surely, these are barred doors, right?
They're barred doors.
We can surely get close. I can light up my hands, and we can get a very good look at whatever's in there.
Oh, great idea.
I will strut over and do that.
I'm just trying to prime the pump on that kind of thinking.
Are you in a cage? Are you edible?
Oh, man.
Is that Ned?
I hope not. Well, I mean, I am, but, like, please don't.
Nice of you to pipe up during this whole conflict.
Didn't find any frogs on the way in.
No, I just woke up, and, like, I'm in pretty rough shape. Could you help a brother out?
You have some explaining to do first, old chum.
Sure, fine. Whatever. Just get me the fuck out of here.
No, you have some explaining to do. You're staying in there until you tell us what the fuck was on your mind.
Have you come up to the door and seen him yet?
No, not at this point.
I'm approaching and my hands are burning and what do I see?
And Ned is huddled in there and he's just missing his right arm. It is just gone.
God damn, I was hoping he would be like a mage hound.
No.
He's
intact.
Ned's head on a mage hound.
What did you step in a pig?
Yeah. His right arm is just gone, though.
Is it cleanly gone? Ripped gone?
You cannot tell from outside of the cell.
I think based on the markings on the floor, we can tell that it was not clean. So, hey, Ned.
What do y'all want?
Seems you're in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You notice that he's in very well-made armor. Gambus in studded metal. Doesn't seem to have any weapons on him, but he's just sitting there huddled, and he's just looking the roughest. He's never had his arm removed before, you think.
I'm going to bowl a golden flare in there, give him some health back.
All right. He appreciates it. Mm. Ah, thank you kindly.
Ned, I have a question for you as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
How do you like your turtle soup?
Any kind of old way, I guess. I mean, goodies is goodies, you know what I'm saying?
Is the tongue intact? Do we make certain of that?
I believe so.
Got some tongue.
I'm into that.
Chuki, you really gotta make that soup now.
I'd really be into not being locked in a cell, in a shithole, in a forest.
But could we address why you're locked in a cell, in a shithole, in a forest, and abandon us to be attacked by power?
Well, I just figured, you know, you draw them out, and then the base would be a little cleaner, a little easier to deal with. But they knew I was coming. I don't know how. Must have been sloppy.
Well, Ned, being in the line of work that you secretly are, I'm sure you appreciate the readout. We have no reason to trust you.
Oh, I didn't leave you to die. No, you all would have done just fine. I'm sure you're here for one.
Oh, I mean, in that if we set you free. We don't know if you want us to have seen you this way, so...
It doesn't bother me none.
Is Champ his real name?
Plus one momentum. Yeah, Champ is his real name, man.
I kicked the lever. Open the stupid door. Get out here.
All right, all right.
Let me see that arm.
Do you inspect the arm?
I do. 6.
It doesn't seem to be bleeding anymore, and that's kind of causing you alarm.
As it should.
So
what are you?
Many things, darling. That's why I'm here. I gotta go kill the man who made me, you see. Does anyone else want to take a look at him?
I would like to, because I'm right. A medic. 22.
All right, so the stump of his arm has kind of scaled over translucently, and you know that's what happens when Harad get injured, and they can regrow limbs. And he shouldn't be able to do that, but he's doing that. He's growing his arm back, just real, real slowly.
Looks like his arm's going to grow back.
Well, that's great news for you, Ned. You hear that?
Yeah, I figured maybe that would be a thing. I didn't think it would hurt this much. I really want to vomit, and I'm trying not to, because you know what? That meal you made last night is worth keeping.
If we're going to go any further, risking life and limb, we're going to need you to come clean about whatever agenda it is, mission you're on right now.
Who you work for, if you do indeed work for anybody.
Well, I mean, I work for the benefit of the Empire, although that's becoming complicated. Monsters still exist, and I'm sort of one of them, but there's monsters that make monsters, and they need to go first.
Fair enough. These mage hounds are not ideal in terms of existence.
I like to think of them as cousins, but let's not go into that.
No, I think that's fun. That's good. So your cousin, does that mean that this one over here is from your mother or your father's side?
It's more along the lines of the means, not really the parts.
No, well, yeah, I see the resemblance.
Sir?
Yes?
That's a little rude, and I would like you to take about 20% off of there.
Oh, well, I apologize for being rude, Mr. Monster.
Even monsters enjoy a little bit of a subtlety, sir.
Well, these dogs didn't. Well, what's awaiting us down there?
Something that makes something out of something else.
So like a baking soda and vinegar? Please be specific, Ned.
You're going to go and meet maybe one of the top 5 most wanted men in the Akhenotian Empire?
That is good to know.
He's a flesh shaper, and he's been really interested in what made the Guff the way they are. 120 years ago, they were squatting in caves and couldn't do much anything, and then suddenly they show up on the scene and they can do whatever the fuck they want. They're strong and they're smart and they can do magic.
Is there a bounty on them?
Not officially. He's not supposed to exist, just like I'm not supposed to exist, sir.
But if there was someone that knew that he existed, and if he stopped existing, would they be in a position to offer us money for making him unofficially not exist?
Money, no.
Not being charged taxes on travel.
Oh, no, beyond that, sir. I'm saying favors. I'm saying
sexual favors.
Get out of jail free favors. Disappearing favors. I'm saying favors on the scale that the likes of you, maybe, hopefully, in your lives would ever even need.
Ned, we weren't hired for an assassination. We were hired for an escort.
And you're still supposed to do your job. This was an ancillary thing. I was hoping you'd get to whatever was here, and then I could slip in and do the job. I don't know if you can take him. I didn't think I could, even, but I had to try.
Well, we fared better than you with this lot.
Oh, you did. I have to say, I only saw the last little bit of that, but man.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shot one of them mage hounds in the neck.
I didn't even see that. Yeah. I think I was still passed out.
He
at
was
that
all
point.
Out jumping, and I just shot him in the neck, and then he wasn't jumping anymore.
So, the scientist, you saw him?
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have come. Maybe I made this all worse.
Well, do you think it'll be worse if you join us down there?
I'm afraid I'm going to be no use. We'll see how it goes.
I
can barely stand, though, is all I'm saying.
Certainly think you'd be better, safer in that cage than out of it, so why don't we just shuffle you back in there? You know, it can't risk you taking off.
I prefer movement, but if you want my word, if I won't leave, I'll give you my word.
Well, I just... How gracious. If you just give me a minute with my associates here, instead of saying anything, Frixa just gives you all like the look of like, seriously, fucking, is this guy, are we going to believe anything this guy says? I don't know.
Shuki shrugs. It's a stupid situation. I don't mind him hearing. It's a stupid situation. And there's no right answer. But if we ditch him, we're quitting the job. And if we succeed, we're venturing into a needless amount of mortal peril.
It's true, but there is quite a lot of money involved.
Potentially much more than we were promised, yes.
Right. We agree to mortal peril every day. I mean, this is every job is mortal peril, but I just don't... Ned, you seem like a nice guy, and I know that's part of your job. I just don't trust you.
Well, you could take my legs, I think, now, too. I'd probably just plop around, although I wouldn't be able to get away in case you fail.
I think I'd rather not do violence to you or have violence done to you. So we're just going to scoot you back into that cell.
That's a death sentence if you fail, is all I'm saying.
Yes, but if we fail, it's a death sentence anyways. So it rides on us.
Maybe.
I'm fine with it being a death sentence if we fail. Is anybody...
Ned.
I'm just saying I'm against it.
Do you feel the most likely reason that your creator saw you coming is because it was you? Because they know where you are. They have a sense of you. Why did they know you were coming, Ned?
I mean, I like to call him father, but I don't even know if that's accurate anymore. I'll tell you a secret, though. He don't like body magic. He's a ritual caster.
As in, he has a physical aversion to it?
Oh, I should say so.
All right.
The mage hounds make sense, then.
Do you know how much bigger this place is?
Couple of rooms. I know there's a thing here that he made. I can feel it.
A big thing?
No, if it's the one true God, we've heard all about
it. Oh, no. God doesn't reside on Earth, good sir. He resides in our actions. You should always remember that.
Well, he's feeling pretty pissed off today.
Oh, I think he has moved through you.
Is that what we're going to name your cooking? Some days it does move through me, if you get my meaning, Chuki.
It's not my fault you've got weird bug guts.
I think it's Slish's fault for having all those goddamn peppers.
I do love peppers very much.
Yes, you do, but it turns my chitin green.
Ned, given the choice...
Yeah?
You don't want to be put back in your cell.
I'd really rather not.
What would you like to do, given free choice to do anything?
I'll follow you around, that's all well and good. In a fight, I'm not going to be very useful.
So, why don't we propose what Ned should have proposed us in the very beginning?
How do you tell?
If what you wanted was a distraction, all you had to do was ask old boy. What I'm suggesting is that if he's not quite good in a fight yet, and he does no good at all inside his cell, if he was to be a distraction, that could give us some leverage. Mm. And we would need, according to Ned, every advantage we could get.
I'm just saying, things go south, and I'm not in that cell. I'm a puff of smoke. You do understand that's how I have to run things.
Here's what I don't understand, Ned. How did you kill that frog?
If you whisper him to him pretty enough, everything will turn to dust.
Could you be a little more specific?
I can make things rot from the inside, and I can do it specifically enough for the meat to be good.
Ah, okay. Very well. Ah, and like, finger to the head, like, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
That's disturbing.
Here's my thing. So this person... This body magic, whatever, makes these crazy creatures like
Skin shaper, sir.
Skin shaper, okay. I can sense you knows where you are.
Yeah.
So if you weren't here...
He'd notice I wasn't here.
Then he maybe wouldn't know that we were here.
Oh, he doesn't know you're here.
I mean, we just made a lot of noise.
But if you come with us, then he'll know we're coming.
I don't think it's that specific.
I mean, if we put you...
Let's just say I bolt right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he'd know something had happened, because I'd have left.
Well, I'm lukewarm on either option, to be perfectly honest.
Kind of dead if we do, dead if we don't, so...
Yes.
Yeah, any of you need to be worried about dying. I just saw you climb aboard a creature of bone and shell, which was very impressive, and honestly, I'm going to say a little arousing. That's neither here nor there.
It's somewhere, Ned.
Well, thank you, Ned. But...
it's sounding more and more like you're... Actual preference would be for us to move on without you, but leave the door open behind us so that you can leave while we
face whatever challenge head on.
Leaving doesn't give me no good. I gotta make sure this person is in the ground.
Well, what was your plan coming in by yourself?
Slip in. Raiders are out. I come in and slit his throat in the night. He never hears me coming.
Any reason we can't implement that plan?
He's going to be on high alert as long as he thinks I'm around, and if I stay around, he's going to come after me either way. You can bait him out if you want. I can make a run for it, but I don't think that's going to be to your advantage.
I think we just power through and kill this moron. How do you feel about that?
I would very much like you not to underestimate him, sir.
I am supremely powerful. I'm going to roll bluff.
Please.
18.
Ned does not believe you are supremely powerful. But understands that you are more than capable.
Got an 18 in bargain.
Bargain. For what?
$5. We'll do it.
I say,
turtle soup.
I think you should come with us anyway.
This is my issue. It doesn't benefit us at all, as far as we can tell, to have him with us if we don't trust him. In fact, it's the exact opposite. He pulls a lever, he bolts when we need him, when he perceives that he is no longer needed, and then we're relying on somebody who's gone.
I don't feel like I did anything particularly incorrect.
Duplicious, you did.
I think it's more the way you left Champ. How do you think he feels?
Champ will be all right. Champ will outlive me, I'll tell you that.
I mean, he's outside.
If Frixa looks at Granny, Granny just shakes his head.
Yeah. It's like, well, we need to escort you to safety to collect the money, and if we're dead, I don't care if you live or die either. Companions, why would we bring Ned with us? I'm open to suggestion.
If he's admittedly not good in a fight with an arm missing, then perhaps the cell would be the safest place. It wouldn't. His non-movement would not alarm whoever we're facing, and he wouldn't be able to help us anyway.
I think put in danger, maybe he would even surprise himself with his abilities.
Ned.
Howdy doody.
You think we're more than capable, right?
Oh, more than most, that's for sure.
Then you'll have no problem waiting in the cell for us to take care of this thing.
Again, I'd really rather not, just in case you aren't.
I love how much he doesn't want to be in the cell. It kind of makes you want to put him in the cell.
It's exactly what somebody who needs to be in a cell would say.
You fail. I still need to kill this son of a bitch.
And it'll be as if we never showed up at all but took care of the large turtles.
Yeah, and then I'll be chopped up and made into something else.
If we are dead, I don't give a shit about what happens to you.
What if we hook up one of these turtles to Champ, bring it back to Post and say we did it, get our money and get the hell out?
Well, Chuki, correct me if I'm wrong. One of the details about our contract is that there is
ongoing contract, I believe.
Right. There's an ongoing benefit, and if we lie, we lose that as well, and that was worth more than the Aki's promised going in.
We do have still a bit of a mystery here, because we could say, oh, well, this skin shaper is responsible for all the deaths in the forest. Why now? Why all of this now? Why have the power been weaponized now and taking this entire region out of control? What does the skin shaper hope to achieve from this?
It's a good question.
And why do I care?
And if we're meant to solve the problem of what caused all this, or even to figure out what it is, we still don't really know, except that someone who's secretly among the most wanted people in the world happens to be here.
Where do criminals live and where do they thrive? In places of conflict, dear. And that's why we have to stop him here.
Agreed. Because the person who has the answers to all these questions is down there. And we can find out those answers. And Ned, I feel like it's telling that you know so much about criminals, but I feel like you could use some more insight. So maybe get back in that cell.
Suits me.
Sit tight. It's like, Chuki, do you think the whip is necessary? Do we need to make you feel better? To
Slish called the whip.
Drive him.
I just tried to apply the whip.
Yes. I mean, just to really send the point home for him. Like, just, I don't know, just stay in there. Like, just get him.
Oh.
It's really the game.
Hardly necessary. I kicked the lever and
all right.
We should. Back. He did bring us those frogs. I think we should at least give him some soup.
Do you really want me to cook these turtles? Really,
I mean,
right now?
It's all we've been talking about, but
in your head. In your head, it's all you've been hearing.
Right. Chuki, I'm trying not to be rude to ask you. We know you're busy, but I mean, clearly, we would hope you'd taken the hint by now that we're very hungry.
Piss off!
So, Frick, you're the ringleader.
Yes.
And Grandin, you're the muscle.
It would appear to be, yes.
I'm the medic and the sharpshooter. And Chuki, what do you do in the party?
More than you'll ever know.
Yeah, but Slish. Like, what's your job title? I see you're wearing some kind of white coat.
Yes.
I mean, I don't, I'm just wondering.
If the consensus is that in this dark, dank, dismal dungeon, you want to take a soup break and I can dip into these exotic materials, sure, I'll do it.
I mean, what better place for soup than dark, dank dungeons, am I right?
Well, one that doesn't smell so much like feces, Slish.
But I mean, no, we don't need to build a fire, right? It's convenient. We could have a little sit down.
Fine. All my vegetables are out there, but you want some roasted meat? You want some turtle soup cooked in its own blood with some peppers in it and whatever I've got in my belt?
It'll make me feel better.
I am a holistic chef after all. I can cook anything, anywhere, and anyone. Don't you forget it.
This is what I'm counting on, yes.
I'd enjoy some of that, honestly. I'm feeling
and
a little drained.
And you'll get it, Ned, you son of a skin shaper.
That's actually a little rude, and I'm taking offense to that. I'm sorry.
Is that not 100% accurate?
I mean, there's a lot of things that are 100% accurate that you don't say in polite company, miss.
But I would make me feel much better if before leaving Ned to his possible death, he had some bit of soup with us.
Christ.
I'm not going to fight you on the soup any longer. I'm merely concerned about imminent death.
Soup's on. Here's the thing. The fucking triangle. Ding, ding.
A bit.
But when I wear that hat, we'll have soup when I say we have soup, Cricket.
No disagreement there. I mean, it wouldn't be insubordination then. Well, if we're going to our certain deaths, Chuki, would you rather die with a belly full of soup or without it?
I'm pro soup at this point.
I create a flaming pillar underneath the natural bowl of the turtle after some degree of preparation to ensure that things that we don't want cooked into the soup aren't there, like gushing fetid intestines, etc. And
I turn my head away from Ned's obvious erection.
There's a tremendous gut pile ranking in the corner. I have, like I said, no vegetables, some seasonings, paprika, some rather dangerous little peppers, which won't go too far in a soup this big.
Please, take it easy on the peppers.
Extra peppers. And the hulking gorilla arms, I assume, are pretty delicious when cooked enough to be tender, so we'll make sure those are nice and soft in the soup.
They are not.
They are not.
They're stringy.
Well, I will find that out quickly enough. So, just nice molten turtle guts for everyone.
Mm.
Slish takes some an arrow. He puts some of those tentacles on and just toasts them by the fire. Yeah.
If you want that nasty black magic in you, be my guest, Slish. Ill-advised, though. I am the chef, after all. I'm the one who knows what you should and shouldn't put in your body.
Oh, okay. Throws away.
The soup, is it good? Do we...
How do we roll for that?
17 plus 5, 22.
Mm. All right. This is a grand soup. Given better circumstances, better ingredients, you could have done, with the same level of skill, done amazing. But what you have made is, you built a Mark I Iron Man in a cave, so good job.
I know. I am the best there is at what
Chuki
I do.
Cooked a turtle in a cave!
Legendary chef Chuki Carr says dinner is served.
Whenever you go into a dungeon, what you really need is a good chef. Everybody brings a bard, the morons.
I mean, we can all sing, but this is good soup.
You don't need to be a good singer to be an inspirational one. So I don't understand why they bring a lute instead of a
weapon.
So
you know about
nonsense.
Celine Dion too. That's great.
Celine Dion too? She had a sequel?
She's the clone in the future. She's the robot we're going to have to fight at the end of the flesh shaper. She's like, you may kill me, but my heart will go on.
I was about to say, he's got a living heart in there.
So, we drink the soup?
Yeah.
So,
terrific.
Oh, this is great, Chuki. I feel better. Ned, do you feel better?
I mean, I'm still missing an arm, so... But the soup is good.
Well, there's plenty more, so...
So, if we don't make it, maybe you might.
They're going to cut me up and make me into fucking abominations, and I'm really unhappy that I'm in here because I will be used as a machine of war to kill countless human beings or countless intelligent beings. But thanks. I guess.
Well, better to do it with soup in your belly.
We'll be back, Ned.
I really hope you will be, and I really hope your faces are still on your body.
That makes five of us.
But we'll be dead, so...
Hey, look, I don't make the rules. I just live in this fucking fucked up world.
Getting a bit surly there.
I didn't want that to be on the back of the DVD case. I don't make the rules. I just live in this fucking fucked up world. You're the GM. All right. You literally make the rules.
I know, but Ned does it.
I know, but it's great.
This is my fucked up world, and I'm enjoying it. That is 7 momentum for everyone for that combat, because that combat was... I don't know if you know that. The combined HP of those things was insane. Also,
can you tell us the numbers? I'm curious.
Oh, they're big. It was like 65 for both turtles, 40 for the trainer, and I think 25 for each of the hounds.
What was the armor, 4 or something?
5 for one and 4 for the other.
Okay. I'm and up to 31 although, momentum.
Chuki gets an extra +1, ooh, and Slish gets an extra +1 for role-playing during the end. And, yeah, I think that's where we're going to call it tonight, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Agnes's Ashes. We will be back next time with more Agnes's Ashes. If you enjoy this and you're laughing along with us, you should check out our Patreon. At the $1 tier, we have the cutting room floor where you get every conversation that we have to cut out of one of these. At the $2 tier, you get access to the character sheets that we release for this game so you can play with your friends. At the $5 tier, you get the rule books as we release them. And at the $10 tier, you get to create a custom NPC that will show up in play sessions like these that the GM has to try to impersonate. And you get to pick the voice and the race and the job. But if you want to interact with us directly, Patreon's the best place to do it. You can comment on any of our posts on Patreon, and you don't have to be a patron. And we love interacting with the people who listen to the show.
You can find me at Cap Blackard on any social network thing that you like, most likely. You should definitely go to the Nerdy Show Network Discord, where you'll talk about RPG from Scratch or Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, which if you haven't checked out, you totally should.
Absolutely.
RPG audio drama featuring the voices of myself and Josh and Doug in different places and different times across 2 series.
Additionally, you can find us on Facebook. If you want to friend the page, you'll get updates and stuff like that at facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can also find us on Twitter at Homebrew Hombres.
This has been great fun, and until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.